Hello and welcome to this experiment in a more dynamic guided meditation. So many guided meditations are great, but they sort of guide you through just sort of like a relaxing situation, you know, which is wonderful. We all need to relax a little bit more. But I'm going to try walking you through prevailing in the face of adversity. So it's going to be guided in a different way, you know. Like all meditation, you're safe the whole time. It's just that you might possibly come away from this feeling more like you leveled up a little bit, or won, or, you know, you're slightly more prepared for the future, and still relaxed, and very much elevated, you know, vibrations and stuff. And I guess it goes without saying, don't listen to this while you are operating heavy machinery, or also while you're listening to this, don't make any important decisions about your kids without consulting your spouse first, Michael. But close your eyes and let's take in some deep breaths. Let's breathe in through our nose and out through our mouths, and, you know, close your eyes. Just keep breathing, you know, calmly, but we'll really get into it. All right, you're walking on a beach, and it's beautiful. You can feel the sun, and you feel the sand. What a beautiful moment. But you start sinking in the sand. It's quicksand. You're sinking, but you're calm, because you just went through a survival course, or you Googled what to do in this situation. Maybe you watched a how-to video, which I recommend. Why not? But you're fine. You're sinking, but I believe what you're supposed to do is reach for a vine or a branch, something to... I think you need to make yourself flat and sort of try to pull yourself out. That might actually be getting out of ice. Sort of crawling arm over arm, but you're sinking again. You feel calm because you don't feel that you're in a life or death situation, only just because you feel prepared. And there is a vine near you, and you reach for it, easily grasping it, and you slowly pull yourself out, which you're able to do without much effort because you had just started doing 2 to 3 pull-ups a day or every other day. So it was a tense situation, but you kept cool and you prevailed. You're holding that vine in your hand and you go to dust yourself off, but the ground in front of you begins growing. You hear this rumble and the ground in front of you begins growing, and there's a mountain appears in front of you. You know, we're visualizing this, so we can go pretty big with our visualizations. But you're in another tense situation. This is something that you did not prepare for, but you did just survive some quicksand. So, you know, you're about maybe a fifth of the way up this large mountain that grew in front of you out of the beach. It was starting to be such a great day. But like life, sometimes we're thrown curveballs. But what meditation does is it allows us to be ourselves and be relaxed in a calm, easy environment, be ourselves. And we practice that in an easy environment, because then when we find ourselves in situations where it's less than easy to be calm and be better versions of ourselves, we've hopefully have done that practice just by being still for 5 to 20 or 60 minutes. Anyway, you're on the side of this mountain. You think to climb down, but you look down and the ocean has filled with lava. And it's slowly starting to rise. So, you know, you're not a mountain climber, but you've seen it on television. You climbed trees as a kid. Also, don't listen to me. Maybe you do have experience climbing mountains. Anyway, you start putting one hand in front of the other. Again, I'll remind you to still calmly breathing. This is all fake. You know, we're just sort of taking ourselves through a fake perilous situation to realize that if we do have just a small, seemingly insurmountable obstacle, which is probably also is fake, much like this scenario, like we can rise to the occasion. Anyway, let's start climbing this magic mountain. And you look behind you, and the lava is still steadily rising, but you're climbing at a good rate that you feel that you can outrun it, or outclimb the lava. Let's take a moment to feel our breaths again, and you know, remember that, like we've heard in so many other guided meditations, that the breath is filling us with power and energy, and it's going to all parts of our body. And perhaps, you know, you feel tingling sensation in your feet or calves or legs. It's perhaps traveling up to your stomach, down your arms and everything. Perhaps your whole body is tingling. Maybe you're feeling nothing, which is fine. It's fine if your mind is wandering, because that's part of it. So we're climbing this crazy mountain that grew in front of us, and as we are, again, it's an interesting situation, but we're not afraid, we're not worried, we're not stressed, we're facing our fears, and we're climbing up because there's no other way to go. So you ascend this mountain with the overwhelming feeling that when you do reach the top, something great's going to be there. And, you know, it's not going to be necessarily something great that changes your life or is the answer to everything, but life is a series of obstacles, and if we have little wins, those little wins turn into big wins snowball into monumental wins, and if we keep on following this momentum, eventually we get unbelievable wins. So visualize yourself getting to the top of this thing, and feel good, and also be aware that you did it. You had this in you the whole time, which is great. I'm going to let you breathe silently. Maybe picture a white light enveloping you as you breathe in and out. And you're at the top of this mountain. The lava has stopped rising. Hey, who knows what you're going to do next, but you've made it this far, and you feel great. Lay here in silence for a while, enjoying this wonderful moment. So I'll come back after 20 minutes. Continue breathing in with the good and exhale out with the bad. Just feel your body get enveloped with goodness. You can almost feel your consciousness expanding. You're dipping into that well, that unified field. It's a real thing. Oh, you remembered that 80s song that you had in your head and you were trying to think what it was. And you remember it. It's The Politics of Dancing. Have you ever thought about how many different kinds of food there are? There's just so many different kinds of food. It's almost like there's too many. But don't worry about that right now. Your mantra is, "Are dogs naked?" You know, because they're covered in fur, so they're not technically nude. They're covered, but that's also their fur. And if they were to wear clothes over their fur, then they wouldn't be naked anymore, but, you know, it's not an answer you have to get to, it's just something to contemplate, and that's your mantra. Are dogs naked? All of your chakras are full and in alignment. Gong, gong, gong. I forgot to download a gong noise, but bring your attention back to the surface here. When you're ready, you can open your eyes. Thank you for sharing this arduous, triumphant, yet still relaxing moment with me. And feel good about what you did. You took some time for you, and that was really great. Feel free to listen to this regularly, share it with friends and family, strangers, and check out the other guided meditation lengths. Maybe you started at 5, worked your way up to 10, or 20, I mean. And shoot for 60. All right.